Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Gator out today. It is the Karsh and Anderson program. 248-539-9797. So, Lions getting set for the stretch run, according to Ian Rappaport. DeMonte Casey, most recently with the Browns, is signing with the Lions practice squad. Per me and Mike Garofalo, that's Ian Rappaport. The plan is for quick elevation when he's ready, as Detroit recently lost Brian Branch for the season with a torn Achilles. Look, it's, you know, they got to turn over every stone. They got to try and find something. And at the end of the day, they are, I guess, doing what they can. I mean, it's not likely that players that are on the street are going to make a huge impact, but I guess what you have to start asking yourself is, what are their options? Eric Hallett, Lauren Strickland, practice squad guys. All right, well, maybe we can at least see if this guy's better than somebody else. See if this guy's better than who we have in house. You got to do what you can to try and put the best team you possibly can on the field. And if you are successful with that, then, you know, you're not talking about adding a Pro Bowler like Brian Branch. You're just talking about being better than the alternative. So maybe KZ will be better than the alternative. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Tom is in Fenton, and he's on 97.1. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how's it going, Doug?
Good, thank you.
Hey, going back to college football just briefly here.
Yep.
I have a fun one. I know it'll probably never happen, but it's fun to talk about.
Yep.
Because there's too many classic programs that their fans are you know, used to winning 7-plus games every year. But what about, you know, kind of blowing this whole thing up in future years and going to a relegation system in college football where we can stop seeing Ohio State and Michigan blow out Rutgers every year, and we can talk about the best teams playing best teams week over week like the NFL. I like to see good matchups just as much as the next guy. Kind of let's get the best of the best. You move up, you move down every year, similar to, you know, soccer.
So I don't – I mean, would the schools agree to it? Why would the schools agree to it?
Because
Rutgers wouldn't want to agree to it, because why do we want to get relegated? And the schools at top wouldn't agree to it because they don't want to give up an automatic win.
Yeah. Best for the fans. We get to see a lot of good matchups. You really get to find out who's the best. But, of course, all the money on the line and all the schools that are in agreements already, you know, it doesn't really benefit a lot of them in the end, but
well,
it sure does benefit the fans.
So one thing, Tom, that I would call for if I was a commissioner of college athletics and specifically college football, I would require that you have to play 11 group or Power Four games. So no matter what conference you're in, if you want to play in the postseason, you have to play Power Four games and maybe one cupcake. Because we shouldn't have to require good non-conference games. hell, maybe I'd even take non-conference scheduling away from the schools and try and dole it out in some sort of equitable way. Because the ACC is going to 9 conference games, which is amazing because they have an odd number of teams, and an odd number of teams can't all play the same number of games. If it's an odd number of games. Right now there's 17 ACC teams and they play 8 conference games, all right? So if you add a 9th conference game, right? Of the 17 teams, 8 play and 8 are their opponents. That leaves a 17th team with no one to play without adding a 10th conference game to somebody's schedule. The ACC is requiring now that you play 9 conference games plus 2 Power 5 opponents. And one school will play 8 conference games and 3 Power 5 opponents. Power 4 opponents, sorry. My apologies. I'm probably made everybody confused. But the ACC is including a stipulation that you have to play Power 4 games. And I like it. I like it. Now, everybody's going to be blowing up, you know, Mississippi State's phone or Purdue's phone or some. They're all going to want to play those teams. But, you know, eventually you're going to run out of, you know, people are going to have, you're going to have to schedule some people. And I you know, I'm kind of talking to you, Indiana. Welcome. Welcome. Got it. Yep. Welcome. And we're a lot of people rooting for you. And what you've done is impressive. But your non-conference schedule is Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State. Okay. And Kurt Cignetti has implied they're going to keep doing that. And that is not as fun for the fans. And that's what our guy here who just called was trying to suggest. And Indiana has, I mean, Cignetti came out and he called it the Alabama plan, which I thought was funny, taking a shot at Alabama. But they play next year, North Texas, Howard, and Western Kentucky. The year after that, Kennesaw State, Indiana State, and UMass. The year after that, Austin Peay, Eastern Michigan, Miami of Ohio. The year after that, Ball State, Eastern Illinois, and Western Kentucky. The year after, they play in 2030, they go to Notre Dame and Indiana State and Delaware. Like, they don't play by design. They're not playing anybody. And I'm impressed with what Indiana did, but, you know, that's kind of weak. It's kind of weak. So, you know, but until they legislate it, and they should legislate it, so everybody's got a kind of an equal non-conference schedule. Doug, I spent 53 years in the F1 bubble. That's from an unnamed texter, and that's funny. NCAA sports has to get away from the voting model and go straight to some set-in-stone playoff system. Top 2 teams in each conference are in. You know who will never agree to that? The Big Ten and the SEC. Because they think they deserve more. They won't agree to that. And right now, they're on top. What they say kind of goes. Conference championship losers should absolutely be punished if they get housed in that game. Alabama might not apply this year because they won at Georgia in the regular season. But this idea that a team should never get punished for losing that game is absurd. If it exposes them as a fraud, it's absolutely a data point to be considered. I guess I don't agree because the teams that they're getting compared against don't have to play a quality 13th game. They don't have to take that risk. If you are good enough to qualify your conference championship game, I think you, and you're in the playoff, I think you should stay there. And look, we have a disagreement. That's fine. But, you know, the teams that you will lose out to don't have to play that extra game against a great opponent. So that doesn't quite seem fair, or it makes it potentially a punishment to go to the conference championship game. And who's going to want to play in a conference championship game if they could lose their playoff spot? If you're a bubble team and you could lose your playoff spot? I don't know. It just that's the way I see it. Obviously, you see it differently. 248-539-9797. Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox, and you can text us at the same number. 248-539-9797. Champ Indiana, Champ College Football Committee. That's from A2 and Tecumseh. I'd like to know why you're chumping the committee. What is it about the committee that bothers you? I don't mind the committee. I think their job's impossible. What I do think is terrible for the committee is having to talk about it every week. because you're doing it with incomplete data, and then things change over the course of a season, and it just undermines the credibility of the whole thing. Sam in Grand Rapids, I think we need to be careful giving Notre Dame crap for what they're doing. Michigan is a win against USC to being a very similar situation Notre Dame is in right now. Can we say Michigan wouldn't be handling it the exact same way? I kind of think they would, and I'm a Michigan fan saying this. Sam, they could say no to the bowl bid right now if they wanted. They could. I think there's a total of 10 teams that said no to bowl bids. They're not. And I'm not, you know, I mean, would they? I don't think they would, and I'll tell you why. They have six freshmen playing offense. They want those full team practices in another game to get ready for next year. There is no morphing. College sports is professional now with NIL. It's from an unnamed texter. Bob in Port Huron says, champ, Lions for taking care of business and showing Dallas we're America's team. Chump the Tigers organization for not signing Tarik yet. Interesting. You blame the Tigers for that. Well, there's some reporting on Scooble. We'll get to that today at 118. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Doug Harsh Gator out today. It is 97.1. Hey, look, obviously football isn't the only thing going on, although a lot of football talk. So college basketball talk today, and We got some Tiger stuff. Over the weekend, there was some reporting. Ken Rosenthal, MLB insider, with a story on The Athletic. A couple things here he wrote about the Scooble situation and the Tiger situation. He wrote, basically, the Tigers, if they keep Scooble, they need to go for it. If they don't, if they can't trade him at the winter meetings, seeing how rare opportunities are to win a World Series, it's time for Scott Harris to get uncomfortable. I'm going to read some of the highlights out of this story. If Alex Bregman said no once, he'll likely say no again, presuming he had a competitive offer from a preferred destination. Then he writes, for the Tigers, Bo Bichette entering his age 28 season might be a better choice for a Detroit club that expects to continue incorporating young positional talent. Ha-Seong Kim, 30, might be the best fit of all. A number of Tiger prospects are second base, third base types, and Kim is better defensively than Bichette at short, a position the Tigers need to address. At number two starter behind Scooble, they could slot someone who perhaps move into the number one slot after he departs. The addition should be a free agent lefty such as Framber Valdez, who pitched for Tiger manager A.J. Hinch in Houston, or a Ranger Suarez, who's expected to be moderately priced. The bullpen also remains an area of focus. Finnegan, re-sign him and at least one or two more. And he goes on to write, the Tigers' approach resembles that of the Baltimore Orioles entering last season. We'll be better in 26 than in 25, and better in 27 than 26, etc. Except, time after time, the game demonstrates that the development of young players isn't always linear. As the Orioles have also discovered, it's better to trade certain prospects before they lose value. If the Tigers want to keep Scooble, bravo. They should not take it lightly, even if they can make a better trade than Milwaukee did for 1 year of right-hander Corbin Burns in 2024. Now, the one caller that chumped the Tigers for not bringing back or re-signing Scooble yet, Ken Rosenthal wrote, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Scott Boras is Scooble's agent. An extension is and always has been almost out of the question. So, there you go. I mean, when you're a Boras client, you're probably not re-signing. You know, whether or not the Tigers are going to up their ante to try and sign him, we'll see over the course of time. If they really don't get the Godfather offer to trade him, they've got the better part of a year to get him to agree to a contract. And that's where you can give him maybe that one last, final last, this time we really mean it, last offer. But then there was this from Buster Olney recently on ESPN's Just Baseball regarding Scooble. Here's what Olney had to say. Well, you also get budgeted money, and I get that you don't get a lot in return for him, but the money that you have earmarked for him, you can go spend on the open market. Look, the two options here are trade him or go big in 2026. The problem is you almost have to get everybody's trade offers, their final offers now, because the Tigers need to know, are we going to try and go big in 2026 and put all our eggs in this basket and try and win the World Series? The one thing that Rosenthal wrote that I completely agree with is that prospects are not their them turning into great players is no guarantee, and their progress isn't always linear. You know, we can sit here and we can say, oh, I don't want to give up any of their guys. Here's the trick. Okay. The trick is you know your own prospects better than everybody else does. You do. Everybody else can watch them and scout them, but you know them better. They got to figure out which of their young stud players are most vulnerable to one of the landmines that keeps players from being great players. Right? Being a baseball prospect, you'll look at top prospects list, and they're littered with players who never made it. Because in baseball, when they figure out your weakness, you're done. Can't lay off the changeup, can't hit a curveball. Chase this pitch out of the zone, that pitch out of the zone. You can't field. Like, there's all kinds of them. And it's up to the Tigers to know. They know better than everybody else which one of our top prospects is really got the most obvious to them trap door, the most obvious landmine, and say, yep, we're going to trade Max Clark, or we're going to trade Kevin McGonigal, are going to trade Tyron Lorenzo. Because not all these guys are going to make it. McGonigal, Clark, Briseño, Bryce Rainer. They got a lot of guys. Chris Rodriguez is 17 years old, and people say he's untouchable. Is he? He's so far away, the landmines could be multiple with him. Dude, he was playing in a league in the Dominican where it was like the purple team versus the orange team. It was seriously a bunch of, they were wearing, looked like t-shirts in the highlights I saw last year. And people say this guy's untouchable. So I have no problem with them trading away their own prospects to load up to make a run in 2026. Or trading Skubal for more prospects. Because what you end up doing, if you saturate your organization with elite prospects, you basically increase your chance they're going to hit. I also would think that any deal with Skubal now would include a major league ready player that could help them win now. Then you take Skubal budgeted money and you go get a free agent pitcher, top front of the order, front of the rotation pitcher to help you try and at least compete this year and still win the American League Central and give all these young guys an opportunity that when they debut, they're debuting on a team that's ready-made to win. Though, I mean, but that's basically what Olney and Rosenthal laid out. Olney thinks they're going to make a deal. He's hearing they're going to make a deal. Rosenthal says they should give it gas and go for it in this last year of Skubal. What do you prefer? 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. It's Monday, which means champ and chump. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? We go to Sammy on a cell. You're on 97.1. Hi, Sammy.
Hey, now. What's going on?
How are we doing?
Doing good. Lots to talk about.
Yes, sir.
So I'll keep it short and sweet. Did you see that John Gruden YouTube video about his philosophy about the best way to handle the college football tournament?
I did not.
It was interesting. He offered like a play-in option where, like, you know, all the teams that don't get the automatic qualifier would play each other. You know, you'd seed them, and then the winner gets in. And I liked it because they have to play the extra game, and it sort of justifies their place in the tournament.
Hold on. I'm confused here a little bit. You're talking about the conference champions get automatic spots?
Well, no. The teams that don't make the conference tournament, like the Ole Misses and the Oregons, the Notre Dames, all the teams that are lobbying to get in, they create a play-in game.
How big is that field?
10 teams. So five would, if they win, they're in. So, you know, he included both Indiana and Ohio State, irrespective of who won that game. He did have Alabama and Georgia would get in. He didn't want to penalize Georgia for Alabama, you know, to play the extra game.
Okay, hold on. Let me stop, Sammy. I'm really confused. How many teams get in?
Oh, it's still 12.
12 get in. And then those on the outside looking in?
Correct.
And that's a field of 10?
That would be a field of 10.
So now after they play, now you have 17 teams.
Well, no. So he incorporated Tulane and James Madison to be in that 10-team field. So maybe I'm not articulating it perfectly.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I urge you to go find that video. It's okay. Interesting in that, you know, these other teams in the conversation have to play an extra game like the teams that made their conference tournament. And I thought that was interesting.
I guess I have to go. I have to go for clarity. I'm going to have to go watch it because I'm not quite sure what you got going on there, but it sounds like you're just expanding the field. Anyway, maybe somebody else can articulate. I'll try and watch it during the break. If I can see the whole thing during a break. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, I tried to watch it during a break. It's too long. So I'm gonna have to go back and take it all in. We're up against it there. And the one thing that Gruden has said at the beginning of his proposal for the college football playoff is the absurdity of having conference championship games when you don't even know really who the two best teams in each conference are because the conferences are too big and not enough teams play each other, which was what all the conference commissioners did to get a short-term money grab. And they did exactly that. Now they're stuck with bloated conferences and paper champions that we don't really know. Hell, we don't even know if Indiana is better than Oregon. Actually, we do. They beat Oregon. We don't know if Indiana is better than Indiana played some people. But you don't know, like Ohio State, did they play Oregon this year? No, they didn't. Is Ohio State better than Oregon? I mean, they probably are. They both lost to Indiana. But, there's too much of that. Where there's teams at the top all jumbled together and you don't know for sure that they're better than the other teams that they didn't play. Prime example of that is the Ohio State-Oregon comparison. Another example of that is Ole Miss didn't play in the conference championship game, but they didn't play Alabama. So are we sure that Alabama's better than Ole Miss? Alabama got the conference championship bid due to a tiebreaker. But are they better than Ole Miss? I don't know. How can we know? They didn't play each other. So this is the kind of thing that leads to these overexpanded, bloated conferences, and it's frustrating as hell. And I don't want to say they've ruined it because Saturdays roll around and I love every second of it. But it feels like in the end, we have just a massively flawed system for determining who should be a national champion. When the old system, all we did was vote. They've never really gotten it right, have they? 248-539-9797. Also got that Scooble thing out there. Look, Ken Rosenthal saying him, go all in, keep him, and go all in to win this year. Buster Olney saying he's hearing they're going to trade him. And the trade thing is fascinating because if all the reporting is accurate, that the price tag is extraordinarily high, then you can't help but wonder if it's a Herschel Walker trade. If it's the next Herschel Walker trade, which is a trade that's getting older and older all the time. But for people, when the Dallas Cowboys had Herschel Walker and they stunk and they were really just starting all over, the Cowboys moved Herschel Walker for a whole bunch of players that if those players got cut, they converted to draft picks. Well, Dallas never planned on keeping the players. They cut them all. They got a ton of draft picks, future ones from Minnesota, and they loaded up their organization for future Super Bowl runs, and they won multiple Super Bowls, powered in large part by the players they got back in the Herschel Walker trade. At this hour, there's some interesting reporting from RJ Anderson on CBS regarding the Tigers. He writes, the Tigers, along with the Red Sox and Cubs, are considered to be some of the favorites to land free agent third baseman Alex Bregman. Yet Detroit's interest in Bregman to date has been lukewarm, according to the Detroit Free Press, who added the Tigers' likelihood of signing Bregman went down when Gleyber Torres accepted his qualifying offer. The Tigers, in turn, may prioritize down-market free agent infielder someone like Ha-Seong Kim. So I should give credit to the Free Press, too. My apologies. I just saw it through CBS Sports, but I don't have a Free Press account. Ha-Seong Kim is a middle infielder, elite defensive glove, and will draw some walks. Now, he's not the highest OPS guy, but he will do some things that the Tigers value, and that is strike zone discipline and draw some walks. He's 30 years old, I believe. So he's not a long-term solution at shortstop. The one thing that Rosenthal wrote about the Tigers infielders, McGonagall, the challenge with McGonagall might be positionally, where does he play? And where does Colt Keith settle in? Is he absolutely part of the future? If you go out, Bryce Rainer's pretty far away. The injury is a big setback. He may be the long-term shortstop. McGonagall might be a second baseman. Might be a third baseman. Maybe they play Colt Keith at third. They got Hau-Yu Lee, who could be with the major league club this year. He's a second baseman, third base type. Who is your future shortstop? Well, this would be a bit of a stopgap, I guess, as they wait on Rainer, maybe, or somebody outside the organization. Interesting thought, something to keep an eye on. But if they get that huge offer, I'm not sure how you say no. And I don't think I do say no, but it's got to be the kind of offer that when we find out what they got back in a Scooble trade, everybody says the same thing. Wow. If that's not it, because like we went through purges in the past, the Avila purging of all of the talent in the post-Dombrowski era netted them Jake Rogers. Like there are other guys that play with the big club, but who's standing here? It's Jake Rogers. So it wasn't nearly enough when it was all said and done. And that's ultimately what probably cost Avila his job. Some of the drafting he did, well, we're seeing it pay dividends right now. But you got to be able to play all the different cards. And that did not go well. That doesn't mean it can't go well. It just didn't go well. 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump. Get those votes in for Champ and Chump of the Weekend. My Champ of the Weekend was Amon-Ra St. Brown for the inspirational performance on the field and off. I think his teammates loved it, what they were able to pull off last Thursday night against the Dallas Cowboys. My Chump of the Weekend was the college football playoff process. I've never seen a group undermine its own ability so much with the TV show every week, which I'm sure the playoff, they probably wouldn't do it if they didn't have to. They need to get rid of that, though. Because I don't think there'd be freak out today regarding Notre Dame and Miami if the standings didn't show Notre Dame ahead of Miami for much of the season. And then at the last second, they flip-flop because they ended up next to each other in the standings and then the head-to-head mattered. If we weren't seeing updates every week, we would probably have assumed that Miami was ahead of Notre Dame already to begin with. But that's the way it played itself out. And I think it's an impossible job, a very difficult job, but they've made it even worse with the guarantee of doing a TV show every week and talking about it. But, you know, if we're going to have these mega conferences, you either need to start splitting them into divisions, like an East versus West, so you can have an East champion and a West champion in the case of the Big Ten, and have them play for the Big Ten crown, or get rid of teams out of these conferences because they're just too big. 248-539-9797, college basketball. They've released the Associated Press poll. And what do we got here? Arizona is now number one in the country. Michigan is number two. Duke number three. Michigan State drops down to number nine following that game against Duke. Give them credit for playing Duke. Hell, they always play a tough non-conference schedule. Game could have gone either way. Duke made more plays down the stretch to get the win. Michigan continues to roll people. They play Villanova tomorrow night. Now, it's not the strongest of Villanova teams. I don't believe they're ranked in this new poll, which is too bad. Yeah, they got nine votes. I would love to see Michigan playing a ranked Villanova team. They don't have as tough a non-conference schedule as Michigan State. That's okay, because eventually they're going to play each other. And Michigan does play Duke, but it's much later in the season. It's like one of those middle of the conference season schedule games, and they play them in D.C. So that'll be fun. But both Michigan, Michigan State, top 10 teams. And I suspect that they're both going to stay there for much of this season. I mean, I can't believe how good Dusty May's team looks. And they did play ranked teams out in Vegas, and they rolled them all. And they are athletic. They share the basketball. They are deep. So we'll see what it leads to. In the meantime, Michigan draws Texas in the Citrus Bowl. They will play that game on New Year's Eve. I mean, look, it's always fun to put brands on the field together. And you know, we did this last year with a Michigan team that had been going to the college football playoff. And like, I get it if you're not a fan and you don't like Michigan or care at all. For Michigan, those kids to go down there and beat Alabama last year in the whatever bowl it is in Tampa, it used to be the Outback Bowl. What is it, the First Rate Bowl now? The ReliaQuest Bowl. I mean, it meant a lot to those kids on that day. They were really, really fired up about it. So you can still get something out of a bowl game. Look, when you know, people who hate the bowl games, I always say, just don't watch. For the teams that are playing them, it can be as important to them or as not unimportant to them.
It felt like it meant more before this whole playoff thing.
Well, there's
going
no question
on,
it did.
So that's
mean
why,
more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did mean more. But
Doug, it begs the question, too, though. Are you a fan of Cheez-Its?
Not particularly.
Yeah, I didn't think you were.
It's the Cheez-Its Citrus Bowl.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So I imagine in the press box, there'll be ample supply of Cheez-Its.
And citrus?
Yeah, they probably don't emphasize the citrus as much. You know what's funny is the Outback Bowl would always serve the Bloomin' Onion to the media.
Oh.
Yep.
I mean, you actually like onion rings, right?
In I do, fact, yeah. Okay, so yeah, I could do the Bloomin' Onion and the sauce they give you.
It's fantastic.
It is pretty good.
All right, so you do like that. And that's not healthy for you.
I do,
you.
I know, yeah.
No, I just want people to know that.
No, I pick and choose.
Yeah, you indulge in some things that aren't healthy. Yep. Not a lot, not all the time, but there are a few things. I think the Bloomin' Onion's one of them. Cheez-Its are not, apparently.
Nope, they're not. So, no, I hear you. 248-539-9797. Last chance to get those champ and chump votes in. Do so now. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1. Wow, unbelievable news about Daniel Jones, who was on his way to having a great comeback year, and he tears his Achilles yesterday for the Indianapolis Colts. I actually feel bad for them, except I feel worse for us because we here in Detroit have suffered more than our share of injuries, and we lost a critical player as well. Colts looked like a team that, you know, was going to be a problem in the AFC, and they made a big trade, man. They made a big trade at the trade deadline getting Sauce Gardner. They have now lost three straight and four of five, and the Colts have seen this thing unravel. They did go big at the trade deadline. Hasn't worked out for them, and that look, stinks for them, but it also stinks for us. What we're trying to overcome here in Detroit is a slew of injuries, including a devastating Brian Branch injury on Thursday. They're looking like their formula is going to have to be outscore people. And you know what I mean by that? That's you're going to have to win in shootout fashion.
Yeah, as bad as it is for us injury-wise, and it's like that throughout the football season, a lot of teams get banged up. As long as you have your quarterback, you feel like you have a shot. And the Colts lost the guy. They finally found a quarterback since, Andrew Luck retired early. Richardson wasn't the guy. I think they tried Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers, all these other guys. And it was Daniel Jones that was the one that solidified that position. And then they go all in with the Sauce Gardner trade, giving up two future first-round picks. And then this happens to him. And so, yeah, when you lose your quarterback, I mean, the season is pretty much done. The funny thing, it's not funny, but ironically, this would have been a chance for Anthony Richardson, my guy, to come in and, have a chance to salvage his career, which he still does, but freak injury, he's out probably for the rest of the year. So they got to rely on, Riley Leonard?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're done.
Well, we're trying to overcome massive injuries here, too. Regarding Scooble, here's some feedback. If the Tigers sign Scooble, they have to sign a higher value closer because we know we can't trust Scooble to finish a game. Yeah, I mean, I'm torn on that Scooble leaving the 15-inning game. And when he left with a lead, they promptly gave up the lead. I'm torn because I trust A.J. Hinch. I really trust A.J. Hinch. I think A.J. Hinch makes the right call most of the time. And I don't think he would let Scooble dictate to leave that game. But, he wants to be one of the highest paid pitchers in the game. Is this a don't take me off the mound kind of guy? I'm going 125 today. There are paranoias I have about that situation. I'll keep them to myself. But at the end of the day, I get why people question that. But I keep falling back onto I trust A.J. Hinch. I think he's way more right than wrong. Next text. In regards to the Tigers, I don't care what the hell they do. Just win the damn thing. I need a championship. It's been too long in Detroit, period. That's from Roy. Well, what's the best path to get there is the ultimate question. Is it to hang on to Scooble and try and beef up for a one-year run? Because they've been playing the long-term game here, so it seems like it'd be out of character. Ken Rosenthal is saying it's time for Scott Harris to do that. And that may include, free agency isn't the only thing. Trades as well, in which case, it's a Tigers organization to know which of their prospects have the most landmines in front of them, where their success rate isn't as good as others, which prospects you want to keep and which ones you want to deal. Scott Harris needs to make his second move before his first move. Move Scooble for a plethora of prospects, but already have your second move ready to pull the trigger where you bring in your major league ready guys. So that's the thing. If you only are getting prospects in return, but it's an absolute haul of prospects, then you really better have your Bregman and Scooble budget ready to spend now. They had $176 million that they were going to pay Alex Bregman before last year, and they've made an offer, whatever the offer is, $100 million over 4 years or whatever it is, that's a lot of money that they could go spend, a lot of salary they could take on. If you trade Scooble for nothing but prospects, go spend that money and do it now. Scott Harris needs to make his, I just read that one. Scooble has been pretty much healthy for two straight years. Trade him, an injury may be coming. Is that the reason you trade him? Because an injury may be coming? Now, for people who don't want to sign him to a 10-year contract because they don't believe in pitcher longevity for that much time, I understand that. I just got a list of updated division lines in NFL football. The favorite to win the NFC North after yesterday is the Green Bay Packers at 2-5, aka minus 250. So you have to lay $250 to win 100. The Bears are plus 300, and the Lions are plus 800. Still need too much help, I guess. But question you have to ask yourself is, can the Bears and Broncos do us a solid by beating the Packers the next 2 weeks? Because if that's the case, then it's all up to the Lions to just run the table and win the North. It's amazing how much is riding on this game against LA, and you can't just assume wins in the NFL. But if they go to LA and win, home against Pittsburgh and at Minnesota, you got to feel chesty about those matchups. You got to. So there's a lot riding this weekend in LA, and we'll preview it more and more as the week goes on. Funny thing is, I'm not convinced the Lions are going to play another 1 o'clock game the rest of the year. Rams 425, Steelers home game 425, at Vikings 430, and that Bears game could be flexed to the night.
Could you imagine if that Bears game like decides who gets into the playoffs, or you know, it's gonna decide something, right?
It feels like we're headed towards that deciding something, yes.
And Ben Johnson, oh man.
I know
a lot of people here were really upset at Ben Johnson when he left. I mean, Aaron Glenn, it seemed like everyone was just patting that guy in the back. Great job. Congratulations. Then when Ben Johnson accepts the job, it was like, this guy sucks. You know, this is Dan Campbell's offense. But Ben Johnson's done a really, really good job with the Bears, obviously, and that game could be huge, man.
Yeah.
And I think it is going to get flexed.
Well, you know what's crazy about it is Ben Johnson, at his introductory press conference, made a comment in Chicago when he was in Detroit. He really enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. Did you see the post-game handshake yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
LaFleur sprinted across the field and gave him the biggest blow-by handshake you'll ever see.
That was because I just have to.
Yep.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have done it at all.
Yep. After the game, this according to, where did I get this story, Newsweek? After the game, LaFleur spoke with the media. Naturally, the question about the surprisingly fast interaction with Johnson came up. Quote, this is LaFleur speaking, it was a quick handshake, and we'll see them again in 2 weeks. So he really didn't provide all that much. When asked if there was personal satisfaction after what Ben Johnson said about beating him two times a year, LaFleur said, absolutely not. It's Packers Bears. I don't believe him. Rico Beard has made his way in studio. He joins us now. What's up, man?
What's happening, Doug?
How are you?
I'm good. That was actually an entertaining game. Bears-Packers game.
It was.
Back and forth, like, okay. And I'm yelling at Caleb Williams, like, Moore's open. He's open. Throw it to him. And you went for the touchdown interception.
So were you rooting for the Bears?
I just got caught up in the game.
Okay.
I wanted overtime.
I wanted Green Bay to win.
I wanted overtime, or I wanted the Bears to score to see if Ben Johnson would go for two.
And Tom Brady kept insisting he would.
I was there for the drama. That was it for me, man.
I was there to watch the Bears lose. So I'm trying to set it up.
I mean, it started that way, but then it just got like, I want this thing to keep going.
All right, so I made a bold-ass prediction earlier today. I don't know if you heard it.
I think, wait.
Michigan will be 20-0 when they go to East Lansing, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Spartans are 20-1. Michigan State's got a little bit tougher schedule, so I didn't want to do both of them.
No, I mean, now that Duke is gone, I think both teams.
They could be 20-0 versus 20-1.
Michigan, their biggest challenge is USC on the 2nd.
And that's a home game.
Right.
I don't know what Penn State is. Good record, but probably a little bit fat on a light schedule. Michigan plays Villanova tomorrow, but Villanova's not a ranked team this year.
Yeah, they're 6-1, but now, all of a sudden something happened. When they went out there and played for that players tournament, they got that check and was like, boom.
You're talking about Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they look pretty good. Yeah. Well, we'll see. Two good teams.
It could happen.
Yep. What do you guys got planned next real quick?
Playoffs. Lots of playoff talk.
All right. Have a great show. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Ken, great to have you back. Paul, thanks for working the phones. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.